This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. I'd say Rose Oconee has had a higher than average share of inventors through the years for an area of its size. Today, I read about an invention in 1930 in an article in the April 25, 1930 issue of the Roseau Times Region. It was named R-Cast, and it was said the local invention will revolutionize welding of cast iron by electric process. A new article is being manufactured in Roseau at the Roseau Machine Shop, which promises to revolutionize the welding process of cast iron. The process was invented and the patent applied for by L.B. Hartz and Gus Nyquist. A quantity of the new article was made up, and the two men made a flying trip to the large centers of the state, returning last week with the purpose of interesting the large concerns in their product. They met with much encouragement, and as a result are now turning out electrodes as fast as they can get the necessary materials from the Eastern Supply House. It is the intention to at least temporarily manufacture the new electrodes in Roseau, stated Mr. Hartz. In this way, additional employment can be furnished to local people. If conditions demand, however, the location of a factory at a more advantageous railroad point may follow later. The new process consists of using the new cast iron welding electrode with electric welding equipment, and the result is a secure and machinable weld on cast iron. It is a better job, can be done at a great saving of time and expense, and in a great many ways is superior to the acetylene process which has been in use. Electric welding, stated Mr. Hartz, is rapidly taking the place of acetylene in machine and welding shops as well as construction work of all kinds. It is being used today with complete success in erecting skyscrapers, building bridges, and in manufacturing throughout the country. The newly invented electrode is trademarked R-Cast and solves the problem of electric welding of cast iron. The R-Cast electrodes are being advertised this month in The Welding Engineer, a trade paper with national circulation. Mr. Hartz, in explaining the new process, said, "While the electric welding of steel has met with such success, the electric welding of cast iron has presented problems which continue to baffle the welding trade. This is largely due to the fact that it has never before been proven possible to weld cast iron electrically using cast iron electrodes. This type of work is being done using steel electrodes. Steel and cast iron have variable expansion properties which offer difficulties when the two metals are fused together. The weld has the tendency to check and crack, or to contain strains which weaken it to such an extent as to make it often worthless. Steel electrodes also have the effect of producing an unmachinable weld on cast iron. With the newly invented electrode, the electric welder can deposit gray cast iron instead of steel when working with cast iron repairs. The cast iron flows more freely and can be deposited several times as fast as steel and makes a perfect weld, which is machinable and fully as strong as the original part." Then in another paper about a month later, this news. L.B. Hartz of the R-Cast Company reports an inquiry and an order for R-Cast electrodes having been received from Berlin, Germany on Wednesday. A shipment of a sample lot of 10 pounds was sent to the address given yesterday. This is the fourth inquiry received from across the seas for R-Cast. It is only a month since the article was put on the market, and already it is gaining an international acquaintance. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.